Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, rethink religion. Finding your religion is not different than finding nirvana. Each requires dedication and time commitment, and both are rewarding experiences. But the kind of religion I am talking about is not the kind that requires logging in pew time or lotus position time. So let's find your true religion faster than a Gregorian chant. Okay, what religion do you subscribe to? Wicca, Mazdakism, Asatru, Jainism, Baha'i, Taoism. Okay, so what are the ones that you are currently involved in? Now, many of us are part of a religion that we don't feel like we belong. I encourage you to stop wasting your life and move on. Release yourself from spending time doing things that others tell you you should do. Don't like Bible study? Don't go. Don't like the pomp and circumstance of Sunday services? Don't go. Want to date someone from a different faith? Do it. Don't want to put up a tree or light a menorah? Don't bother. Whereas religion may be a system of worship, it does not have to be towards a superhuman power, or perhaps it can be, but not one prescribed to you. Your religion can be volunteering at a soup kitchen. Your religion can be creating habitats for wildlife. Your religion can be paying it forward. Your religion can be supporting the arts. Your religion can be planting a garden for pollinators. Your religion can be a monthly meditation group. It can be your boot camp tribe, your drumming circle, your book club. The point is that there are so many religions out there, and ones that you haven't even discovered yet or even heard of. Don't be bound by something that was handed down to you just cause. In the very least, allow yourself the enjoyment of discovery. So grab your rosary and let's start counting out some new ideas. My pro tip. Remember, this is my pro tip and may not be yours, but for me, my religion is Mother Nature. She is a constant reminder and proof of the gift called life. The cycle of birth and death, the miracle of food from dirt and poop, all her incarnations in all its glorious forms, she does not discriminate and is ruled by unbreakable laws. So very powerful and majestic. That is something I can believe in and dedicate myself to until the end of the sands of time. YouTune was brought to you today by Bus 8 Productions with the sound for folks with events. Bus 8 Productions offers audio reinforcement for events and your sound needs with technicians and stagehands providing professionally licensed crews for regional and local show calls in all aspects of show production. With 15 plus years of experience, 24 bar, restaurant, dance club businesses, and 16 custom home projects, Bus 8 is your turnkey AV installer. Details on reserving a crew can be found online at bus8productions.com or by phone at 614-264-9976. Time for our movie motivation. Our movie motivation comes from the need to continue to rethink religion and perhaps lighten up about it. The film, History of the World Part 1, is from the same guy who brought us the Broadway hit The Producers, Mel Brooks, who wrote, produced, and directed this parody of religious history such as the Spanish Inquisition, the Ten Commandments, and the Last Supper. It is an inspiration to be reminded that there is humor in everything and laughing is universal. To learn more about religion and how Dr. Stephen Kern, author of 7 books and inarguably the authority on historical literary figures and their relation to religion, listen to the You Inc. episode that is the companion to this YouTube break on 90.5 FM at 2:30 p.m. on Saturdays or live stream at WCBE.org with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can also catch your YouTube every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of You Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.